Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Wednesday afternoon, down here at Business Radio. And I've got a fun group of people sitting across the studio from me. They don't know they're a fun group yet, but we've got a whole lot to talk about. So I'm going to let them go around the horn, but we're here to talk about a job fair that's going on that is, I think, a really cool thing, because it's nice to know that there's jobs available and that enough that you have to have a job fair to fill them. So I'm going to let you take it away. Go for it.
Cheryl Ziegler, I'm with Human Resources.
I am Morgan Cole, and I'm with CareerSource Escarosa, and I serve as their community outreach representative. So I have the lovely pleasure of partnering with our school district here in Escambia County to help host a hiring event.
I'm Greg Gibbs, Assistant Director of Maintenance. We oversee all the building maintenance for all the schools and support buildings and personnel.
So you're not busy at all, are you?
No.
No, not at all.
I'm Jim Branton, Coordinator of Technology Services for the Information Technology Department.
And I know you're busy, because that's what all these people are into these days.
12 months a year.
Yep, that's it. All right, Kim, so let's just unveil this thing. Let's let them know why they're here.
Okay, well, Keith, I'm Kim Stephenson. I'm our Public Relations Coordinator for the school district. So we are so excited because we are partnering with CareerSource Escarosa and our HR department, and a list of our departments, which Morgan's going to tell you more about each one that's going to be represented. But it's coming up on July 8th from 9 in the morning till 1 o'clock. It's going to be in the J.E. Hall Center, which is at 30 East Tahar Drive, which years ago, I guess, used to be an old Washington High School, if you've been here a while. Or if you have an old map, because I noticed a little while back there was a map and it's still called it that. But anyway, we're there on Tahar Drive. You do not have to sign up ahead of time, but please get your resume brushed off, get it up to date, bring a stack of copies with you, because we're going to have representatives from a variety of departments. And by the time we're done with this visit here in Keith's last group visit in this particular studio location.
I've got one show tomorrow.
But this is like
the last official. Tomorrow's sort of just like the brawl. We have outgrown the studio, so we are moving down to the street.
We're packed out here. Yeah. We brought an
enough
entourage.
People today to make sure that you look forward to that VR studio.
So, which is cool for us, because we are a product of one of our incubators here in Pensacola, which has been fantastic for us. The Studer building here at DeVille Square and then Beck Properties have been fantastic. I mean, they great rate, easy access. We were able to get in, do what we needed to do. Conference rooms, facilities, all of those things the young entrepreneur with no money, you know, or not a lot of money needs and facilitates. They did so good that we outgrew them. So we're going to leave it for the next new guy coming in. So we will go off air tomorrow and be back on, you know, I don't know, a couple hours later, because we're just moving down the street. It's not that much stuff, right? So that's our success story.
Well, we're very proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and we've appreciated having folks come in and visit and tell you about different things. And so today we want to talk about jobs. And these were, for a change, we're not talking about teachers. We're not really talking about teacher's assistants, except there is a specific type of teacher's assistant. And those are people with extra special skills and patience and just absolutely love children with special needs. So if that's your calling and you're not certified to be a full-time teacher, but you really want to come work with kids, you need to come see us on Friday the 8th. Also not represented here with us today is our food services department. One thing that's kind of neat with them is they hire a lot of substitute and part-time workers. So that means it's a great way to get in the door with the district. And when we talk a little bit about the requirement for drug screening, that's everybody. We also have a tobacco requirement, which if you're trying to quit and you think, oh, well, they'll never hire me, you actually can get into our system through one of those part-time positions or a substitute position. Also great for college students who have, you know, classes a couple days a week and want to work for us on the other days. So they are not here today, but they will be at the session, and they are looking for a lot of people. She's looking for about 50 people. Transportation Department will be represented that day as well. And you do not have to already have the proper license to drive a school bus.
Now it would be a CDL, correct, Kim?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Morgan. And they will help you learn everything you need to know about how to not only operate the bus, but also the tricks that you need to know about how to deal with children, because you are how that student starts their day. And so we want a good, positive bus experience. Then once kids get to school, that's when technology gets involved with the push to one-to-one. It's even more and more important, the push to online testing, more and more important. And so I brought Jim Branton with me today to talk to you about that. The facilities themselves, of course, are taken care of by maintenance and custodial services. And we brought Greg to come and talk to you about all of that.
Because he would really, I could see it on his face. He's like, I need some help.
Lots.
Right? Yeah. Lots. Yeah. That's He's a lot. I mean, those are big facilities. So, and you said 60 of them, right?
Yes. Square footage wise, we maintain approximately about 7 million square feet.
Wow.
We maintain.
Huh. Wonder if you're the largest maintainer in Pensacola or in the area.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Probably are.
Second largest.
I'd put a dollar on it. Yeah.
A lot of people don't think about that. All the behind the scenes positions for the school district, you know, besides being a teacher. And a lot of them are a very important component to what makes everything work together and make your kids have a great day at school and be able to utilize the technology we have nowadays, what we do without y'all. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in our department, we have about 150 employees that's part of the maintenance staff. In that, we maintain about 1,700 acres of grass and playgrounds, different things of that sort. We do air conditioners, around 6,000 AC units. I mean, it's pretty mind-boggling when you really get to thinking about it.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at 60 different, not just buildings, but these are campuses with multiple buildings and electrical
sort of
outlets,
know what you're doing, don't you?
Plumbing. We do copy machines, fire alarms. I mean, there's just so many electrical, so many different things.
I want to know why the maintenance department got stuck with the IT's copy machines.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Great combo.
How did that happen, man?
That's very, very true. They were originally just standalone devices and then added to the network. So these guys make them work and we make them talk.
Yeah, very cool.
Greg, that's really interesting. You know, a lot of people think about maintenance or custodial workers being the guys they see just mopping the halls at the schools. And you know that there's a lot more that goes into, that specific job. And I think that's important for people to know there's so many different types of levels of maintenance and custodial.
Sure, and even within the levels of maintenance, I mean, there's like electricians one, electricians two, plumber one, plumber twos, different levels as far as skills that are required to do specific tasks. So, you know, it's just not, say, the plumber or the electrician or the air conditioning.
Sure.
Even in air conditioning, we, in that department, we maintain big chillers, cooling towers, very sophisticated.
All the kitchen equipment.
All the kitchen equipment.
That's a mind boggle of its
own. Every aspect. If it's anything mechanical, that department handles it.
Yeah.
So that might even be the basketball goal that rolls up the motor that rolls up the goal for different things. So anything mechanical.
And also, I think one of the biggest underrated industries or needs is still skilled labor. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I can change the oil in the car. I can do the brakes, but I never learned how to do any of the other stuff. And man, every time I go, I wish I had, you know.
Where there's a big labor skill gap for some of the skilled trades right now that we have in our region. And a lot of them are in IT and cybersecurity.
That's because they're not working on the copiers. Like,
yes, yes, that's right. That's right. And, you know, a lot of CDL and diesel mechanics as well, which is really ties into the transportation department that will be represented.
Yeah.
Like Greg was mentioning, you know, there's so many levels that you can come in at on the maintenance or custodial level that just come by and check it out. Don't think just because you don't have an HVAC cert or you maybe haven't had gone to plumbing school at Georgetown or whatnot, just using that as an example. Come and learn what you do need to start working, and you can work your way up through the school district and, you know, land into a position you really want to be in one day, or maybe it is the position you want that you never knew you could get. So,
you know, a lot of our employees have done just that. They've come in at the basic level, say a maintenance worker one, he's cutting the grass, and then they've progressed into, well, I'm interested in fence work. Well, mm-hmm. then we have maintenance mechanic positions, and our guys, they take a lot of pride and they do help. Like on OJT, there's times that,
yeah.
you know, we have those opportunities where you can,
it's on the job training, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And you get an opportunity to do that. Even one of our critical areas right now is our CDL. We have dump trucks, a grader, bulldozer, things of that sort where we're doing a lot. And those people are pretty critical right now. We've had a rough time.
And you would like for them to know how to drive one of those.
Absolutely.
Bad boys, right?
Well, in doing that, we have a skills test and they have to demonstrate to a certain level. Our job is to educate children and to maintain the buildings and whatnot. And that is a very priceless commodity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we take that very, very seriously. And we want people to take that seriously and be alert and pay attention and all those type of things.
Yeah. Well, and Kim, you hit on it a little bit too, but let's throw this out there because I don't think people realize, they don't put two and two together until maybe after the fact, but you're around children. You're in schools, right? So there's some pretty blanket restrictions for any position. I know you said that you're tobacco free.
Mm-hmm. We are. We are, you know, equal opportunity. We love veterans. We are definitely tobacco free. Everybody that works for us has to pass a drug screening, everyone. And then all full-time positions have to pass the tobacco screen or nicotine screen, which means that you can't have had any nicotine, not even vaping or any of that kind of stuff. For 6 months, or you won't pass that.
And there's no cheating it. There's no cheating.
And one of the nice things about partnering with CareerSource is they have smoking cessation programs that, if you want to come work for us, because we are not only the second largest employer in town, but we really are a good, positive place to work and a place where you can come in and get started and grow and develop your skills and stick around and work your way up through the chain and get into positions of more responsibility. So if that is something that is attractive to you and the only thing standing in your way is smoking, then you need to come talk to Morgan and her folks next week and they can help you.
Yeah. So the side effect for success is that you quit smoking.
Yeah.
Well, see, you know, a lot of people don't realize how many employers in our area are, tobacco free, not just campuses, but their hiring policies.
So Gulf Power, Sacred Heart, Baptist Hospital.
I mean, and new places.
Yeah. West Florida.
I mean, I know that all Pioneer locations are smoke free. So
I think Navy Federal is too.
And I mean, I think it's great. They're doing that. Who wants to be smoking around children? I mean, that's especially important. But we do have a tobacco assistance program available at CareerSource Escarosa, and you can access it. Information about that online through our website at CareerSourceEscarosa.com. And we have partnered with Tobacco Free Florida to help you kick that habit for good so you can get the job that you want and improve your employability and hopefully with the school district. So come out and learn more about that if that's one of the barriers that you're finding yourself coming across.
Once you are in the door with us, then hopefully Cheryl can tell us a little bit here about some of the nice things about working for the district. If you are, before we started, we were explaining to you, we have 10 month, 11 month and 12 month employees in the different positions.
Sure.
So if you are completely geared around the school year, when the kids are off for summer and for Christmas and spring break, you're off. If you have an 11 month position, then you're probably home listening to us from your stay vacation right now, because the 11 month employees had their last day last week. The 12 month folks, of course, you do earn, everyone earns vacation time, time off. We have health plans, we have retirement plans. So Cheryl, tell us a little bit more about that, because I'm spoiled, I'm maybe retired. So
tell us about those benefits, Cheryl.
We have some really neat medical benefits. So,
well, we get 12 month employees get annual leave and sick leave. 10-month employees just get sick leave, but the quality of life is what's really important working with the school district. Everybody gets Christmas and New Year's week off paid, which, how awesome is that to be able to
not included in the other two that you mentioned?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an additional. It's just part of the perk of working for the district. The district pays into the retirement. You pay in 3% out of your check, I believe. This district pays in 7% for your retirement.
Yeah.
We have very good health insurance. If you're a full-time employee with us, we have a health clinic. So depending on your level of health insurance, because we have three different grades, you can go to the clinic for free. Or if you have one of the lower and insurances, it's a small copay. And they're open on Saturdays. They're open late two nights a week. So the perks of working for the district are great because you can just drive over there. And if you have to have lab work, they're open at 6 o'clock in the morning. So you can go there before you even have to show up to work and get your lab work done.
So you actually get services you get to use.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Actually, I've used the lab service. It's great. I mean, you go, you get it done and you're out.
Yep.
I mean, it's
get the plumbing and the lines checked and it just gets written off so I can go hang out for a little while, right? And stop worrying about it.
Another wonderful thing is we have a small gym for employees to use. It's got some treadmills. It's got some weight equipment. I don't know if it looks like a Smith machine to me. I don't know the exact name for it. We've got different aerobics classes. We've got a track for staff that they can use. And you just go over and you have your badge, you sign in, and you can work out.
Very cool.
Now,
that's good. I mean, it sounds like they promote your health and wellness.
Yeah.
Cheryl, what did you say, just to review one more time, did you say that the 12-month employees, they get the paid holidays? That's correct.
They get the paid holidays.
And the time off, but the 401k or your retirement plan, I don't know. If
it's the Florida State retirement. Okay. I think I'm saying that correctly.
All right. Is only for the what level employees?
It's any full-time employee.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. And you guys do the match on it too. Yes. So, oh, great. So just the benefits alone seem to be a great option for employment for the school district. So
yes, and the ability to work your way into positions and move up from an entry level into a higher skill position is great.
All right, Jim, talk to me about copiers. Tell me about IT, man, because I know I'm pretty far into it myself. Do a lot of stuff with I-10 Wired. Not that I'm an IT guy, but I like gadgets.
That's a great organization.
Yeah. So, and they accepted me, which is, you know, okay, I'll stay. But I know it is huge now, not only for the kids, but for the need for facilitators and programmers and the growth of those kinds of programs.
Yes. We're not only the second largest employer, we're by far the largest user base in the area.
We
bus in or brought in cars 40,000 users every day. So we have, as a district staff, we've got approximately 60 positions within our IT department, and then about 40 positions at our school-based that work directly at the schools all the time.
Wow. So 100 slots?
100 slots to support 45,000
users.
Yeah.
Wow. One, it goes to show you how fast that side's growing. Two, that also goes to show you the gap that's been here between, you know, the last couple of years of how fast technology is compared to how fast we can learn it, right? So any special requirements for any, I mean, I know they all need to probably know a little bit about a copier, but, you know, what's a...
More than copiers, right? I mean, maybe.
So I'm wondering if everybody's going to catch on here, right?
Do they have to have any special certifications or degrees to even apply, or is that something that they can work their way up as other positions in the district?
That depends completely on the position and where they come in.
Okay.
We have everything from some people who answer the telephone and help to reset passwords, real basic troubleshooting
like every day.
At the help desk level. We usually have some openings for college enrolled student workers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great entry position. And many of our employees have started at that basic help level, help desk level, and gone on to more advanced technology levels. Mm-hmm. We greatly support on-the-job training. We have had some 60 advertised positions within our department at the district level in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And another couple of dozen at the school-based level in the last 2 years. So we've had a lot of changes, and we bring a lot of people in from not just the entry level, but, you know, we do everything from network security.
Yeah. And I think that's what I was really getting is, are you needing people that specialized in like C++ or cybersecurity?
Microsoft.
I mean, we're looking at some, you know, you need some pretty high skilled guys within that 100, I would think.
Yes. Yes. We, you know, we look at people from database administrators.
Yeah.
Very specialized skill set. We look at network security, information security. That's a specialized skill set. And as everybody knows, that is become the topic of the day, the Internet of Things. We're trying to wrap our heads around that and how we're going to secure that. And we need people and ideas on how to
Just cut the lines, man.
Yeah, and there's, like you
it's
were
all
mentioning.
Wireless now, though, Keith.
Now it even comes through the copiers, man. It's scary.
Keith was saying, you know, about all of these a lot of very specialized certificates and very specific skill sets for some of the upper level type of IT or cybersecurity positions. And like I said before, we encourage you to come out and just find out exactly what you do need, even if you don't have it, because there is funding sources available that you might not know about in our community through CareerSource Escarosa, specifically through various programs that we have that are grant funded that can help pay for that training, because it is an in-demand occupation in the state of Florida. And that allows us to be able to help offset some of those training costs for you so that you can go get a great job at the school district. So,
okay. So the morning of July 8th, I'm up, I'm breakfast, I'm showered, I'm ready. What am I bringing with me?
All right. You're going to bring your resume. You're going to dress professionally, I would say, is the number
Let's
one.
Let's define that.
Let's do that. Let's
because
do that.
Because to... Where I am in my career,
that's
this
professional.
Is professional.
Me too. Okay. So everybody has a little bit of a different view. Dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Right.
Everybody's heard that before. I say always just dress for the job you want, no matter what. I wouldn't overdo it. You don't want to come in, you know, in a tuxedo or anything.
I do have a red jacket in the car.
Now, yeah, that would look fabulous. No, we just really, you know, no jeans and flip-flops. Just come with a nice tailored shirt, tuck it in. You know, no saggy pants. We'd like to see you look how we expect you to look on the job. I mean, it's you're making your first impression at this event. There's going to be representatives at each of the department tables, and they're going to be talking to you face to face, and they're going to be interviewing you at the event too. So if you're wearing jeans and then they interview someone after that, that's just really got, you know, all the same skills as you, that could be the difference between you getting the job or not getting the job. I mean, we also have workshops at our career center and even on our website that'll help you kind of guide you to what is the best kind of choice for men and women to wear to a job fair or job interview. And I just encourage looking that up on your own. And, you know, I'm not saying you have to wear a tie, but hey, that's always
clip-on ties are still cool.
Hey.
And the way they make them, you don't even know they're clip-on.
I'm telling you.
I think I've tied a tie three times in my life.
I don't think anyone will be checking to see if it's a clip-on tie, but.
Yeah. Now, if you roll in like a bow tie. They know you're
hired.
For real, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
You can't fake those. So,
so you're going to have the chance to literally come face to face with representatives from each of these departments and get to know a little bit about what it's like to work in it, because these folks are actually working in these fields every day. So they're able to give you a real idea of what it's going to be like, what you need. Kind of, you can even get a feel of how the culture is in that individual department, I feel like, you know, when you're talking with that person, to see if it's even a good fit for you. Also, there's going to be computers there to directly apply for some of the positions. They'll also be accepting the applications. And I just think it's important to remember you will be face-to-face with those prospective employers. So dress to impress and have your resume.
And Jim will have the copiers up and running in case you need to make copies of your resume.
You should bring as many as you can on your own.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we could probably work that out.
Okay, so let's talk about this, though, because back in the days when I was doing, you know, going job hunting like that, right, which is, it's honestly, it's kind of odd to hear about it because we're all digital now, right? Mm-hmm. We're all doing it through the copiers. But
you and the copiers.
I'm telling you, man. It just makes no sense to me. So I'm more power to you, man. There was always the one or two things that I know I could bring that separated me from the rest of the herd, aside from the ability to communicate in a tie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I know for me, I always brought business cards, which for, you know, a 14, 15, 16 year old back then, to have business cards off of his printer.
It's pretty cool.
It was really cool.
You were
right?
Snappy.
I looked like I knew what was up. Intern over here who's kicking it, right?
Intern Jacob over here, yeah.
So what do you think are some recommendations for some of these prospective employees?
That's a great question. I think if you really want to stand out, like I said, number one would be to dress professionally. And if you're already a great communicator, like you said, that's everybody says that on their resume and portraying it's one thing. But to get you past that, I would say bring a portfolio of your work. If you have one that pertains to the job you're applying for, not just one filled with everything you've ever done, because I've seen that a lot. And just tailor your resume to the position so they're not reading through stuff that doesn't apply to
the position that they're wanting, mm-hmm. besides your education background and things like that, because they will need to check that.
Sure.
But, you know, I would say bring some samples, or make sure you include, if it wasn't even a paid position, have something written up about, you know, if you've done any kind of maintenance work, or you've been a landscaper, owned your own landscaping business. I would have something about that, even on your resume, because as you said, there's entry level and then there's some more experience levels. Yeah. So I think samples of your work or recommendations, letters of recommendation are always helpful. And just a reference list, maybe.
I was going to say, legitimate phone numbers on your reference list.
Just a list of three references if you don't have a letter of recommendation, because that's something that's kind of hard to get if you don't know specifically what job you're going for to have someone write. But having your references handy and not available upon request, as they say, might be a little more helpful for you for this kind of event. Yeah. So,
what do you all think are some skill sets that you guys are looking for? And ladies.
Well, I know maintenance has a great need for people in the AC shop. We also, for the ESC, for the teacher assistant specials, we like people who have at least a minimum of a year experience working with individuals with disabilities, preferably in a classroom setting. But if you've worked with, like, if you've been a CNA and you work with dementia patients and things like that, those are skills that department considers, because you have an idea of how to function with people who need additional assistance. And that skill is transferable into the classroom working with a small group.
You got to learn how to drive a bulldozer, apparently, to hang out with you, right?
In some capacity. Some capacity.
Some big.
Somebody.
That would be, machines. To me, that would be fun, though, you know?
Hey, yeah. I want to turn. I honestly would have never thought that, you know, maintenance worker. I would have thought, hey, I get to ride a tractor or a bulldozer, you know? And there's folks that have that skill set already that might not even think about this job as an option. So
they won't let me do it. Last time I had a pallet jack, we moved a buddy's car and put it. Yeah, I've been restricted ever since. Yeah. I'm sorry, Kim. You didn't know what you were getting into today.
We were talking the other day about some of the food service positions, and talking with someone who said, "Well, you know, my son's currently working, you know, in fast food. I don't think he's someone that you all are looking for." And we said, "Actually, even that experience, if you have customer service experience, and you are able to be personable." And one big thing I would say is work on your eye contact. If you're not comfortable making eye contact with a stranger, especially let's say you are 18, 19, and you want to come talk to us about a possible job, and don't be intimidated by the fact that the person sitting across the table might be, you know, as old as your high school principal. You know, these are not that they're all old. They're going to hit
me. Oh, come on. Yeah.
Anyway, but you know what I mean? Someone who's your parents' age, or your grandparents' age, you need to be able to make eye contact, shake hands.
Good handshake.
A good handshake.
Don't. And we can teach you fingers. How to do that at Career Source.
Yeah. Don't wishy-washy. Don't break fingers. Because that's going to put you ahead of the next teenager who comes along, who's maybe not dressed quite right, who can't make eye contact.
Flimsy handshake.
Not comfortable shaking hands. And then I used to tell my students, we would do the Capturing Kids' Hearts greeting at the door, where you had to make eye contact and shake. And they were not comfortable. And I said, well, pretend I'm the guy that has the job you want. And if you can't make eye contact with me, I am not going to trust you with my customers, because you're probably going to offend someone. And so they had a whole year of a teacher harping on them for doing that. And it took them no time at all to get it. But if that's not in your skill set, practice in the next week.
That's really good point that you made, Kim, because sometimes even practicing with someone you know might make you feel more confident than you know, or might make you even more nervous. But to get an outsider's perspective and review on, you know, your eye contact and your verbal communication skills, and just all of it, handshake from the first impression, basically. We actually have career counselors at Career Source Escarosa. We have three locations. You can go to any one of our three. We have one in Century, Milton, and our main hub here in Pensacola is over on L Street. And we have a group of very dedicated career advisors and counselors that can review your resume with you one-on-one before you come to the hiring event. Just to, if you want a second set of eyes, or maybe you just never have actually written your own resume, they will sit down and go through the process with you and explain to you how to tailor it to for the specific job you're applying for, and even do mock interviews with you.
Kim, in this town, mm-hmm. are they also ready to help someone who maybe was in the military, help them figure out how to phrase that military experience in a way that translates?
Oh, absolutely. We have an entire staff, veterans specialist, who are there to assist any active duty or veteran, retired veteran that is in need of looking for work after they've come out of the military, or even some that might be just looking for something part-time, but we have dedicated staff to assist them based on that specific.
And they are some serious wordsmiths. Like they can, they can give you the adjective that, that you know, thing that they did, and the skills that, they've learned and how it applies to the other 20 things in these jobs or whatever.
It's hard to make that transition from a very structured environment, like, you know, being in the services and going into civilian life and trying to find that work again. And it's just a totally different world. And we see it every day. So that's why we're happy at CareerSource to provide, especially on priority of service to veterans and eligible persons, to help assist in translating those skills.
Another aspect of being active duty is that you, chances are, never interviewed.
Uh-huh.
You know, your positions are
you're sort of voluntold.
Yeah, voluntold.
And then took a test, and then, you know, it was downhill from there.
Once you're in there, these people called detailers look at your record, and between the detailers and then the senior officers in your particular career field, especially in public affairs, there were only 200 of us back then, somebody called you up and said, guess where you're going? So then you get out and someone wants you to go in and be able to introduce yourself and explain how what you did translates to what I'm hoping you now need to hire. And that's pretty tricky for a lot of folks. So again, you got a week to practice. Get ready.
Well,
come see us at CareerSource.
The other thing too, I was going to say, is about the resumes. In the last 2 years, they've completely changed dramatically. So
it's like the AP mine's style. Like nine, you never know.
Mine's like 9 pages.
Oh, no,
I'm not really 9 pages. But, obviously I have a lot of work. But we would list every skill and job description item that you could. And now it's sort of, this is who I am. Here's the skill sets. Here's a couple of places I've worked, and here's the references.
Yeah, we want it narrowed down
straight
and to the point. LinkedIn is, I can't stress enough, the greatest tool to use for these kind of services for your job search, because you can have your resume on there and kind of helps you build your resume too by having to enter it in all of those fields.
Especially after Microsoft bought it.
That's right. But even better is that employflorida.com is the state database for job searches and where employers post all of their job listings throughout Florida. So you can go on there and they actually have a resume wizard. So even through Employ Florida and by registering on there, and you can look at some of these jobs that are coming up available for the hiring event or with the school district in general. And it'll give you some very specific details on the qualifications that you need. But really, it's a great tool for just learning more about how to be more employable. And it goes through all of those steps of creating that resume, cover letter, and gives you information on how you can contact local resources to if you need further assistance. So employflorida.com.
All the jobs that are going to be there on the 8th are on that site?
Not every job, but a majority of the types of positions will be listed. But we will have all of these available on the school district website. What will be the website for that?
scambyschools.net, and then our employee information.
Yes. And then on our career source, escarosa.com, we'll have the flyer for the event posted. So you'll be able to see all the different departments that will be in attendance for this specific event.
So intern Jacob and I want to know, what site has the bulldozer training course?
That's our main.
I want to drive the cord. That's our grounds department, right?
Yeah. That's our grounds department.
Right. Cool. Cool.
Lots of grass.
I'll bring you lunch,
grass,
man. We'll hang out.
Lots of dirt. dump trucks.
That was like the worst punishment as a kid for me, by the way, was when I just wasn't doing right. You'd pick up one pile of rocks and move it to the other side of the yard, right?
Oh my gosh.
Would have been nice to have a bulldozer.
Sure would. Bobcat.
Yeah.
I have a couple of them.
Yeah.
So what kind of like certifications do you need for those kind of, to drive those kind of machines?
Smart.
Yeah, just
don't hit the wrong button, please.
Good vision, depth perception.
We have several dump trucks, and with that, a CDL.
Okay, so it'd be a little different than the school bus driver transfer. They would need their passenger.
I think it's a Class B.
Class B, okay.
Is what the minimum would be for that position. And even with that, there's different levels of
equipment
operators.
Class A.
Heavy equipment operators, and they're required to have an A.
Class A,
and then you have an equipment operator, maybe not necessarily drive the dump truck, but he operates a front end loader, backhoe, thing of that sort. So
you got all sorts of ways to to get in and get to drive a cool big dump truck there or a tractor. But I do know, just to reiterate again, that the transportation services is the CDL with passengers. So that's class A as well. Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
We can find out real quick.
look at Morgan go. Oh, let's see. But anyways,
so
that information's on our website as well.
Okay. So what, why a job fair, I guess? Why an actual physical job fair?
Cheryl?
Yes, intern Jacob.
I'll take a shot at trying to answer that, and then Cheryl can jump in and fix it. Basically, for one, I think it's because, you know, we've had job fairs for 2 years now for the teaching positions.
Mm-hmm. You had pretty good attendance for them,
too. We did. And we had, the first year, we had hundreds of people who came out. Some were ready to actually be interviewed and apply that day. This year, we fine-tuned it and required people to actually have their application done in time for HR to be able to double-check that you did have your references, your transcripts, and that you were started toward certification so that you could be interviewed and offered a position that very day. And then people who weren't quite ready were asked to come to HR on their own after that. But being able to condense some of that early on gets a lot of attention on, you know, what we need, and it gets the hiring done as early as possible, which allows principals to move on with their summers and plan their professional development, and allows the new hires to plan their summers. So I think that kind of led to the discussion of, what about the other jobs that we have? Because we have such a variety of positions that we need, and some, like food service, are constantly always looking for substitutes because many of their substitutes see an opening in a permanent position, apply, and now we don't have that substitute anymore. So instead of asking people to go on their own, onesie twosies, find us online and find that position and happen to come in and talk to transportation or food service or to maintenance, we said, let's give this a shot. And then CareerSource Escarosa kind of reached out to us and said,
this is what we do, folks.
Yeah. Yep. Why not work together?
Let's do it.
Morgan was dying to facilitate something else. I could tell.
I just, you know, as the local area workforce board for Escambia and Santa Rosa County, that is what we're here for. And a lot of people don't know that is what we are and what we do. We're not the unemployment office.
You had 100 IT jobs. You know what I mean? I mean, even in the school district, I would not have thought that's a lot. And see, that's a lot of positions.
And, you know, believe it or not, CareerSource Escarosa is not the unemployment office. We're here to help you get reemployed. We have, you know, you don't come to file your claim and check up on it with us. However, we have computers for you to use to do that. Right. But we're really focused on getting you trained and helping you get the job you want and helping you search for the jobs you want and then figuring out what skill sets you need to basically get the job that you've been wanting and if there's funding available. So there might be a little bit of a misconception of what we're there for. So I just think it's great that we're having the chance to kind of help clear that up by partnering with our second largest employer and one of our favorites in town. So it's a great opportunity to come out and just learn about the positions and not have to have some very structured apply online and then get called. You know, you may get an interview, you may not. We have a 20-page online application. So
after I've already submitted my resume.
Yes, exactly. And Employee Florida, you register. It's a pretty quick registration. You can upload your personal resume, and then basically employers can just search for you based on keywords that you've entered as your skill set. So you could be sitting there and get a phone call without having left the house for a job you're interested in. But we're interested in school district jobs today. So come out to the event, but get on employflorida.com and register because it's going to be essential either way. So we encourage you to stop by.
Cool.
One thing we haven't mentioned that we did also want to stress is that these openings, these positions could be all over the county.
Yes.
So please don't think just downtown schools. You know, it could be all the way up to, you know, Northview and Ernest Ward up at the north end of the county. So please come talk to us and bring us your resume. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for on the 8th of July, there's a good chance that we will need someone who does what you do in the next month or 2 months or 3 years. Now, with IT and some of your more specialized positions, it might be a little bit, but we do have people who retire, and we do have rotation in some of the positions, or people who are military spouses, and then the military member gets orders, and they might know 6 months in advance. They might know 2 months in advance. So please come talk to us and tell us what you do, and let us see how wonderful you are.
Yeah. And Kim said, if there's not something there for you that day, you can come and see us too. And we have a military family employment advocate who can sit down with military spouses, because we know it's hard to move around and try and find a job everywhere you go. And it's a challenge. So we can connect you with someone at the school district to find a job, or we can help you with something else that might be better for you. So you just come on out, like we said.
You need peoples, right?
Yes. We can help everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
Yes.
Okay. Did we miss anything?
We have a large need for substitutes in custodial and food service.
Can you explain what that means to us?
For a substitute, we need people who, when people have, that can work when folks are out on vacation, they've called in sick, to come in and fill those holes, because the work still has to be done. The kids still have to eat. The schools still have to get clean. And so there's a lot of need for people who have, maybe they have a nighttime job and they're looking for a second job, or they have a daytime job and they're looking for a night job.
Or like a stay-at-home mom would be great.
Yeah. Somebody who wants to work while they're only while their kids are in school. And they need the flexibility. So you can come on as a food service sub. And a lot of times it might be, you're at one school for one day and a different school the next day, or you can be at the same location for an extended period of time, depending on how long that person may be out. It's not a guarantee that you could go from being a substitute to a permanent. But if you come on as a sub and you're kind of like doing an on-the-job interview, then if a permanent position comes up and you apply for it, they've seen your work, they know you're good, and if you do a really good job, you have a higher chance of getting hired.
Something to consider. Very good.
Yeah. Is the food service under the Escambia County, or is it contract?
It's under Escambia County.
Awesome.
Yes, cool. The departments that will be represented at the event are custodial services, transportation services, food services, maintenance services. And we've got Greg here with us today. That's who we're speaking with.
Dude, pull the bulldozer up front, please.
Yeah. We're
full of copiers, ready to go
front.
Back to IT, man.
So everybody knows where to go. We'll have it out front. No, I'm just kidding. You will see the buses, though. There's a lot of buses at this facility, so you won't miss it. You'll see the JE Hall Center when you come. There'll be buses. You'll know that's where you're supposed to be. And hopefully our friend Katie will have her big giant bus out front that said, drive a big yellow bus. We love that. So we've also got facility services, and we also have our exceptional student services, which I think Kim was speaking a little bit about earlier. Just those who have a passion and patience and a passion to work with children. So information technology, we've got that, and we've talked about that today. The Community Action Program Committee will be present to assist individuals who may not be able to afford the cost of the background check or the screening that's conducted. They're there to tell you about how they can help you out with that cost. So they will be represented, as well as CareerSource Escarosa. So you'll know any services or any barriers to employment you're having and you need some additional assistance, resume, interview help. We'll be there to tell you all about that. And it looks like we've got also just the school district's human resources services will be there, because they'll be able to answer all your questions regarding that. And it looks like a training center will be on site as well, Pensacola State College.
Right. We're going to confirm that they're still going to be able to have somebody come out.
Or the testing center.
Because the teacher assistant special positions, if you don't have 48 college credit hours, you need to pass the work keys test.
Okay.
And so that's where you would go take that particular
exam. They'll be there to hopefully provide us information on, you know, how to go about doing that.
Yeah, show up, interview, test, go home with a job.
Seriously. I mean, really.
Like, that's old school style, right?
You don't typically go to a hiring event or job fair and see the person that you could be working for, interview with them, and get possibly an interview to come back or a job that day. So this is a unique opportunity.
And then all the other tools that you may need to help you facilitate that.
That's right.
So, nice job. Jacob, anything? You've been here all day. Have you learned anything? So Jacob's the intern. He doesn't get a mic privileges, but we're going to ask him anyway.
We're going to work him to that. We'll get him there one day. He's our lovely, lovely intern helper in our business services department. He assists me with all of our outreach. Thank goodness, because it is a one lady show. So
well, he's been a good sport today, man. So yeah, I should have gotten you a whiteboard. You could have just drawn all this out for us. So
he does that on a regular for me. So yeah,
it's good for the brain. So well, we're getting to the end of our time here. I want to thank all of you for coming in today.
Real quick PSA.
As if I'm going to say no at this point. So, okay, no. Okay.
Real quick, little public service announcement. Our maintenance department is running for the third year. Yes?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year for the their fishing rodeo that'll be coming up on Labor Day weekend. And what's really extra cool about this particular fishing rodeo is that the money that they raise gets turned around and is used to purchase kid-friendly, easy to open, easy to consume without a lot of need of fancy cooks or knives. Sorry, Keith, I know you're the fancy cook and the fancy knives. But we it's stuff that kids could take home over the weekend and have something to eat. Last year, you had, what, over $30,000?
That's correct.
You're giving them MREs?
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Those things are good. When the hurricane came
certain
around,
ones.
During, Ivan, I did have quite a few of those, and they weren't bad.
They'll fill you up. They'll make you.
You got to have the teeny tiny Tabasco sauce bottle.
I was just kidding.
Yeah. But the fishing rodeo is coming up, so if you're into fishing, please save that weekend for them. And if you're into eating fish, please come see them on the Sunday afternoon when they're getting ready to announce who's won the rodeo, because they also have a fish fry.
That's correct.
Do you want
to? Who doesn't like
it'll
to
be
eat?
It's always Labor Day weekend at the at the Grand Lagoon Yacht Club is where we have it. And we'll have mullet, fried mullet, and baked beans, coleslaw, things of
we'll
that
be
sort.
There.
But Wonder Bread or Bunny Bread and hot
dogs. It's a nice event, good family event with the kids. We involve them a lot. They get the winners will have an opportunity for free bikes.
Oh, that's great.
His and male and female bike. So, but it's very good.
Is it rodeo competitive catching or is it rodeo teaching?
It's fishing. It's competitive fishing.
Sometimes they do the rodeo fishing, but it's really like these teaching clinics and stuff. I was curious.
This is competitive. These guys go out. They start fishing like right after midnight, Friday night. After the captain's
meeting. All right. I hope my brother's listening
on,
to
like,
this right
Thursday.
Now.
Okay. Well, they told me.
So this is Labor Day weekend, Kim?
Labor Day weekend. There's a captain's meeting Friday evening, usually with last year Sonny's helped out with dinner.
Yep.
And then they can start after midnight officially, and fish all day Saturday, bring the fish in every once in a while. There's a weigh-in period on Saturday, right?
Yes.
And then Sunday they have the official weigh-in session. And these kids are so adorable because they've got these little teeny tiny little
Snoopy fishing rods.
Yeah, these little fish that are, about as big as their hand, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they're so excited.
Some smaller.
So proud.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know. You might see some bigger than the kid, too. Absolutely. I've seen the kid catch a king mackerel his size.
Yeah. Brian Johnson's kids, on the other hand, catch like whales. So, they go for the big stuff. But they have lots of prizes for the kids, lots of prizes for adults as well. So, and they have a silent auction.
What a great way to support the school district.
Yeah, and then all of that money goes right back into these Friday afternoon snack packs. We call it a backpack project, but we had someone donate a bunch of backpacks one time. We're like, oh, that's really sweet. But usually it's in a bag that can get tucked into their own personal backpack because we don't want the kids to stand out and get teased or worse, maybe have someone help themselves. But we do have an issue here, unfortunately, with kids who over the weekends don't have enough to eat. And the maintenance department, their hearts went out to seeing these children come in on Mondays and hearing stories about ones that would come in and misbehave because they were so hungry. And then they
got hangry,
down their
huh?
food. Yeah, they get hangry. Yeah, they wolf down their food, and then your blood sugar's all over the place. Next thing you know, you're in trouble with your teacher because you weren't behaving right, and it was just simply because you were hungry.
And really, that affects you. Affects every part of your day. Hangry is
a real
word.
There is a criteria that they qualify for that.
Sure.
And in doing so, and it does make a big difference. We feel that our department feels that a good nourished child is more apt to learn better. And that is one of the goals that the district has. And for providing we feel
brain
like
food.
That helps. So when that child does come in Monday, sometimes they don't eat nothing until breakfast on Monday, which we do serve breakfast and lunch. And when that child goes home on the weekends, some of them may or may not get anything. So.
That speaks to your culture a lot. That you're able to really identify things like that, and y'all take the initiative to put on things like this to support the students and the staff, and just give them an opportunity to get together and have a good time. So, sounds like y'all have got a great family over there to work with, and that there's no matter the department, you guys are a wonderful organization to work for. So, well,
Jacob, no crying. No crying today, okay?
Well, you know, I'll say this as far as the school district, that not just in the maintenance department, this is one of the things that we've chose to, mm-hmm. I'm going to say, go a little beyond,
sure.
above and beyond. Yeah. But even in all the schools, there's many different mm-hmm. things that staff does
yeah.
to support education, mm-hmm. to support the kids and things of that sort. And
we have a long list of community partners and churches who also do some of these Friday afternoon snacks so that we can reach even more kids. So having the maintenance department join into this, increase that. There's a group of students who go to PHS, Pensacola High, who are in the IB program, who about 2 years ago went to volunteer on Labor Day weekend and got so swept into this, it became their community service project that they worked on their junior and senior years. The four of them have graduated. They're going off to great universities, Yale, Hopkins, things like that.
Oh, wow.
But the best part is that they were so enthusiastic about what they were doing that they have recruited younger students in the program. So there's a new group of IB seniors who have
good. So they left this sustainable.
They have yes. already started to become a legacy
Very
project.
Cool.
They've already started their fundraising. You'll hear later about something called Paddle for Packs. That's part of the Backpack Project. BackpackProjectUSA.com is the website that the outgoing seniors created. And anyone can go on and contribute on there if they want to at any point in time. We'd be more than happy. You can also, but like I said, Labor Day weekend, please come to the fish fry on cool. Sunday.
The IP kids were featured on Angels in Our Midst this past Monday.
That's wonderful.
So awesome. They
check
doing
that
awesome
out
job.
Online for sure. And also check us out. Be sure to come visit us on July 8th from 9 to 1 p.m. at the J.E. Hall Center on Tahar. What's that? 30 East Tahar Drive. I can't seem to get that address right. So you can learn all about these wonderful things and how you can become employed with the Escambia County School District.
Okay, I'm going to wish you all good luck. Okay. We will be back, I promise. So, guys, you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. I want to thank all of you for coming in today. Jacob, the intern, gets the gold star.
Yes, thanks
I'll
for having us,
I'll buy you a
Keith.
Beer, man, all right? Oh. All right. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.